Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is an old festive classic. We're back with Agatha Christie and Hercule Poirot's Christmas, first published in 1938. This week's book is all about family politics, a mean-spirited patriarch, and a Christmas Eve murder. For the first time in many years, Simeon Lee has summoned all his children home for Christmas to the family manor house in the country. Two of the Lee sons, Simeon hasn't seen for over 20 years. Tension between the four brothers is rife, over position, money, and of course, the old favourite in Agatha Christie books, their inheritances. Suave Harry, the black sheep, has just returned from South Africa. The dreamy David has come on the insistence of his wife. George is here to seek an increase in his allowance. And Alfred, the one who permanently lives with his father, wants to maintain the status quo. When a pretty young girl arrives at the door and then a handsome young man, Gorston Hall is full for Christmas. But the old man is playing games with his children, fanning the fires of rivalry between them. Then, after dinner, a terrible crash and a melee is heard from Simeon's room, then a blood-curdling scream. When the family tries to open the door, they find it locked, and when they eventually unlock it, they find Simeon dead in a pool of blood. Hercule Poirot just happens to be spending Christmas with an old friend, Colonel Johnston, the chief constable of the local police near Gorston Hall. Just as Johnston is talking about how murders never happen at Christmas, he receives a phone call, and Hercule Poirot finds himself with a new case to solve. Hercule Poirot's Christmas is a classic Agatha Christie-style murder in a manor house, with the added complexity of a locked room mystery. In fact, I was reminded of the 2019 film Knives Out, which seems to have copied this plot, but without the Christmas angle. Simeon Lee is a grumpy, rich, arrogant patriarch. He was a bad husband and philanderer who seems to enjoy causing fights between his children. There's the favoured son who's the black sheep, the boring son who keeps the business running, the mummy's boy son who doesn't forgive his father for the way he treated their mother, and the broke son. And then there are the wives, the long-lost granddaughter, and a son of an old friend. In usual Christie style, there's also the servants, including a doddering ancient butler who's been with the family forever. And then there's Poirot himself with his usual vanity and cryptic questioning. While this is very similar to other Christie classics, what makes it different is the discussion of Christmas and what it means in British culture, particularly when it's viewed from the other side by the Belgian Poirot and a Spanish girl. And as always with Agatha Christie, I didn't pick the murderer, but when it was revealed, it was obvious and completely plausible. So if you like mean patriarchs, Christmas family tensions, manor houses, locked room mysteries, and the preening Hercule Poirot, you might like Hercule Poirot's Christmas by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading and Merry Christmas.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.